We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. This gentleman's covering the Browns for the Beacon Journal. You can read all of his work in the Beacon or at Ohio.com. He is Mr. Chris Easterling. Hello, Chris.
Hey, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Hey. We are well. How about you?
I can't complain. Nobody listens anyway, so I'll keep it to myself.
Yes. We'll listen.
Join the club.
That's what we do for a living.
Oh, that's actually true. We listened to Terry Bradshaw last segment. He was on 103.7, The Buzz, in Little Rock, Arkansas.
The Buzz.
And made some comments about Kenny Pickett. And, Chris, you've read or heard those comments, correct?
Yeah, I saw I was actually reading them an hour or so ago before I headed out. Yeah, interesting. You know, it's certainly, you know, to hear a guy like Terry say that he thinks the Steelers kind of screwed up Kenny Pickett and didn't utilize Kenny the right way, and that he thinks Kenny's he still believes in Kenny Pickett as a quarterback, is certainly interesting. And, you know, I think there's a kernel of truth in what Terry said. Nobody liked the Matt Canada offense in Pittsburgh. You know, we were there that Monday night when Kenny's second year starting. And the fans, despite the fact that the Steelers were winning the game, were chanting to fire Matt Canada. So, you know, there is some truth to what he's saying, that, you know, get Kenny behind a good offensive line, get Kenny in a system that isn't so reductive as the Steelers' offense really has been over the last several years since Big Ben retired. And, you know, maybe there is. And I think that's the roll of the dice that the Browns are trying to take when they traded for Kenny from in March.
I just said this to Jeff. Look, any one of these four quarterbacks could be cut before the season starts. And that same person that we're talking about could be cut could also be the starting quarterback.
Sleep well.
Am I off base on that? Or do you think that is anybody rock solid out of this group of four?
I would, if I had to say one person is rock solid, I might say it's Dylan Gabriel. Okay. Because he was the first one they drafted. You know, they did come back around to take Shador, but Dylan Gabriel was the first quarterback they took. So I think if I had to say one guy was rock solid to be on the roster, I would go with Dylan. But you're exactly right about, you know, the whole group is that it's going to be fascinating to just see how this all ultimately plays out, because I've never seen a quarterback competition like this, you know, in my entire life, to be perfectly honest.
If it's not Dylan Gabriel, would it be Kenny Pickett? Because they traded for Pickett, didn't give up a ton, but they could have brought in Flacco before Pickett, and they didn't.
I agree with that, Jeff. I do. I mean, you can put me in the camp of people who think that Kenny Pickett's going to get the first opportunity to start. Wouldn't be surprised if Kenny is the starter on September 7th against the Bengals, because, like you say, he was the first guy they had on the. Everybody else that came after Kenny Pickett, you know, it was Kenny and Deshaun basically on the roster, and then they went out and they signed Joe because I think they had put their eggs in. Hey, can we sign Russell Wilson? It'll be Russell and Kenny as sort of the 1-2. But when that fell through, I think then, you know, they had to pivot, and that's what led to Joe Flacco. And then obviously they were always going to take a quarterback. And I think Dylan Gabriel was in many ways the guy they were always going to eventually end up with.
When you think about that first round pick that they have next year, and the fact that they'll have their first round pick too. Why? How does that? Is that a parachute? When they first made that trade, did it maybe make you think they want a quarterback next year, or are we just praying that one of these four can stick to the dartboard?
No, I think there's absolutely a world where and I don't think it's a far fetched world where that's what those picks next year in the first round are about, is ultimately targeting the franchise quarterback, you know, finding whether, you know, pick your flavor, you know, I think it's way too early to truly zero in on one or two guys. But yeah, I definitely think that if I had to bet, my bet is that the franchise quarterback of the future, if this regime is going to get it, is going to come in next year's first round. It's not going to necessarily come with this group. Now, things can happen. Quarterbacks can develop. You know, who knows? Does Kenny in this offense, you know, does the roll of the dice on Kenny Pickett turn into, do they hit on that? Does Shador or Dillon, who knows? But my guess is that the still is, as of now, that the quarterback of the future QB1 is probably in the 26th draft.
I just want to go back to quarterback for 1 second. When you look at these quarterbacks again, which one is the best fit with Kevin Stefanski?
It has to be Joe, wouldn't it?
I would think so, too. But, yeah, Jeff and I were talking about this before. Kevin has to cherish a guy that's going to take care of the football, and we know right. that Joe sometimes doesn't do that. We saw that in the playoff game.
Right. I mean, that's sort of, Joe's got that gunslinger mentality. You know, he's not afraid to, to throw it in the tight windows, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing for a quarterback. You want him taking chances. You don't want him always being captain check down, but if not Joe, I mean, who is it then? I mean,
yeah, that's it's a tough question, isn't it?
Yeah, because the offense Kenny Pickett played in Pittsburgh, like we've talked before. I mean, it's not necessarily like the Stefanski offense. It's a lot. I mean, there's some similarities, with the running, the emphasis on the running game and everything. But still, I just think it's a more quarterback-friendly offense than what he played in Pittsburgh. So maybe that's, again, kind of circling this back to the start, maybe that's what unlocks whatever potential is in Kenny Pickett, is getting in a more quarterback-friendly offense.
There's one thing that's stuck out to me, guys. And Andy, it follows up your question. And Chris Easterling joining us from the Beacon Journal, Ohio.com. It's the interceptions and the lack thereof from Dillon Gabriel. And this is a guy, and Chris, who was on the college level, but he threw over 2,100 passes in his 6 years of college and only 32 interceptions. I mean, that guy took care of the ball in college. And that to me, is one of the reasons that I thought this guy could be a Kevin Stefanski type of quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things I remember. I think I even asked. I know I did. I asked Kevin on draft night when after they took. You look at the numbers. You talk about 30. Because Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski both, and Andrew Berry, all three have talked about decision making. What is the number one trait they look for in a quarterback? And it's decision making. And you look at those numbers. It's over a long, big period. A lot of pass attempts. But he's taking care of the football. In a lot of ways, it's the same thing with Shador. Shador is, accuracy and, not throwing interceptions and that sort of thing. So, I think it's something that they obviously are targeting. They obviously want. But it's that taking that next step. Can he do it with, going into the NFL where the game is different, where he'll probably be asked to do some different things than he did in any of his three college stops. So, I mean, it's just, can he acclimate to it? And if he can, it's a trait that definitely should help him. It should help him as he makes that transition.
Chris, great to have you with us as always. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on.